Conservation groups today filed a lawsuit to thwart the land exchange Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke announced last week. The swap is intended to allow a road for King Cove through the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge.
What the secretary failed to do with any environmental analysis, any public process related to this actual exchange of land.
Attorney Katie Strong at the environmental law firm Trustees for Alaska alleges the swap violates environmental law and several aspects of ANILCA, the 1980 Alaska Lands Act. Strong says ANILCA put specific conditions on building roads and refuges and on land exchanges.
That exchange provision was not included to allow the secretary to just trade away lands where development pressures arise.
Road advocates say the access is a matter of health and safety for the people of King Cove. Bad weather often makes it unsafe to fly out of their airstrip, but a road would take them to Cold Bay and its 10,000-foot runway. About 10 miles of road would go through the refuge. Strong says Zinke needed to get the approval of Congress and subject the proposed land trade to formal public scrutiny. She says an environmental review must also precede any swap. A reporter asked Zinke last week if he had done an environmental analysis on the exchange. The secretary gave a general answer.
We looked at everything.
His predecessor, Sally Jewell, ordered an environmental study on a different proposed swap and two possible routes for a road. She concluded a road would cause irreversible damage. Zinke said there would be a new environmental review for the road itself, but he didn't say one was required for the swap. He said as secretary, he's a steward for public lands and also has a responsibility to tribes.
So in this one, there is no significant issue that the Department of Interior has found environmentally, just the opposite.
Trustees filed the lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Anchorage on behalf of nine groups, including the Wilderness Society, National Audubon Society, and Homer Base Friends of Alaska National Wildlife Refuges.